It was a weekend. I don't know what happened, but it was a weekend.
Yeah, I was trying to recount my weekend as well. I remember all of yesterday. Yesterday, we ended up doing a lot of things. Saturday is basically a bar at this point.
Did we get hit by an alien invasion, and then to squelch that, were we hit with the Men in Black things that just wiped out our weekend?
I think just too many things happened.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Just had too many new things coming into our brain, so we had to take out the old things, and by Saturday, it was the old things?
All right, this is a fair point. Would I have remembered my weekend if we didn't have a giant Steelers trade, the LeBron stuff, the WNBA stuff, and a brutal weekend for the Guardians?
I think it's bad for us when we do remember our weekends, because that tells us basically nothing else in our life happened.
Well, you think that's a bad thing?
Yeah, I think it's a bad thing.
I think that's a good thing.
I think it's a great thing for the show when there's so much other things happening in the sports world where we're like, I can't even remember my own life. Like, I've completely wiped out. We were cleaning out one of our rooms this weekend, and I was basically just rearranging and reorganizing a bunch of clothes. I completely wiped that out. It was fantastic. It's like it never happened.
Yeah, no, that should be wiped out. But like a great like 3-mile hike with my wife, which I totally forgot about until we started having this conversation, should not be stricken from the record.
I didn't really golf particularly well this weekend. That's all just wiped out. I didn't really. My kid at soccer just did what she does at soccer practice, which is just kind of throw the ball instead of kicking the ball. Like all these things that need to be wiped out. It just is a pretty good weekend that way.
You realize eventually those will be really good things that you start to wipe away.
Well, yeah, I mean, now we're getting into like the giver territory, aren't we? Where we just, but no, it's fine.
I always said you were a giver. So let's see here. We at some point we have to dissect what was a disastrous when you have a players only meeting. All right, on Friday after a loss. Or no, sorry. When you have it on Friday, and then you go out and proceed to get swept, probably tells you the players only meeting didn't work.
Well, and that kind of what it reminded me of is Max Strus texting everyone ahead of Game 5. Like, this is the time. If you don't want to be here, don't show up mentality.
And then they literally, showed up.
They just got it completely waxed.
But they didn't really show up, yeah.
Kind of maybe devaluing the whole idea that those win one for the Gipper speeches actually matter.
Or maybe it pays more mind into the idea of what we talked about on Friday. Maybe they just, I'm going to say this, it might come out a different way. Maybe they need another new messenger.
Yeah, maybe Austin Hedges can't continue to be the messenger.
Hey, this guy's hitting 127. We should really listen to what he has to say about being a big leaguer.
Why is he the de facto manager in this scenario? Why? I mean, I get it. So he actually plays and but like, what are we doing?
Well, I mean, he's your third highest paid player. So, of course, he's got one of the biggest voices on the team.
That's just unreal.
So we had that.
Tough weekend.
Big trade, but fun weekend from the Cavs perspective. We got the Lonzo Ball for Isaac Okoro trade, which just so we're clear here.
Oh, you're going to do it here too?
Oh,
The 42 likes on it on Twitter wasn't enough?
You mean I was right? Is that what we're going to do?
I was right radio on something that's the equivalent of like being right on game 27 of the season.
Until Lonzo Ball becomes your third most important
player
this year.
You're not even I was right. That's the problem with the I was right radio tweet. Is you're just because they did what you wanted them to do doesn't mean it was a smart or right decision.
Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Because I said it.
When Lonzo
Ball. I don't think you understand, sir.
The glass man himself continues to find another injury, then it just completely now why I like
so
the
you
trade,
traded ice for glass
why I like the trade good job by you why I liked it is that even if Lonzo does get injured, he has an anvil fall on his head and can't play the entire season. You got out of Okoro's contract, and that's all that really matters.
Well, and more importantly, we don't have to have whatever continued frustration with Isaac Okoro. And it wasn't just us. It's like I actually do think
but that was the part where I thought you maybe misrepresented the show. Maybe Mac wanted to keep Okoro, but there was no part of me that needed to keep Okoro.
I never heard a decent rebuttal for you on where the Isaac Okoro money should go. So henceforth,
It was never a I want to keep Isaac Okoro.
Sounded like you wanted to keep Isaac Okoro.
For the 3 minutes we talked about this in the previous 3 months or so, I don't think I ever said I wanted to keep Isaac Okoro.
In fact,
I thought I said I'd send him over for a whole bunch of basketballs in return for Isaac Okoro. It was more the Lonzo Ball part. But you've muddied up what's supposed to be such a nice day for yourself.
Did they take my trade idea and run with it? You're welcome, Kobe.
I don't remember you saying Lonzo for Isaac Okoro. If you have audio of that, I'd love to hear it.
Oh, I am so offended right now.
I remember the Lonzo part of it. And in fact, in my head, I gave you credit instantaneously. Although I gave more credit to Ethan Sands, who really was driving the bus on Lonzo Ball, if anybody was, around this part.
I will fight Ethan Sands. Just kidding, Ethan. We don't know each other.
In every interview we did, he'd randomly bring it up, and in parts no one was even asking him. He'd be like, how about Lonzo Ball? I thought you got the idea from Ethan Sands, by being truthful.
course. Oh, you were being so.
That's where I thought you got it
right
from.
Now.
That's where I thought you got
you
it
were
from.
Being so, this is Band of Brothers. You need to watch it, and I mean tonight when you go home.
Maybe you'd watch it on Twitter when you're just outing the whole entire show on Saturday.
You mean for
an I Was Right radio that's not even right.
I believe it's I was the first right. one. You know what? I believe in Trade
but don't
Me.
Don't worry.
The first
don't
iteration worry. Of Trade Me, one of the trades I brought to the table was
you
Lonzo
keep,
Ball for Isaac
you
Okoro.
You keep going to bat for Hurt Lonzo Ball and see how that one works for you.
No. This is
Byron
Lonzo
Buxton
Ball.
All over again.
How dare you?
Your love for hurt players is astounding.
How dare
As
you?
As if their injuries just don't matter or something. I'm not sure.
How dare you?
How dare I
bring
indeed.
Byron Buxton
how dare I
into
indeed.
This?
Well,
that was
to.
An intimate moment on the show
mm-hmm.
that you deuced on my heart.
I see Buxton. I see Ball. I see one of the same.
Just because
Except
they have
Buxton's
the same
a, Buxton's a better player, obviously. We have to account for that.
Oh, I will fight
Both
you
just as
in
injured.
The streets.
Just as injured. It's good, though. We have good hospitals around here. Might help out Lonzo
Mac,
a little bit.
Do you remember
more
the trade that I've sent you multiple times?
I do.
Yeah, thank you. Let the record reflect.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that part where you talked about on the radio show that we all host together.
We did it on Trade Me.
I
it's
do recall
me.
It on Trade Me.
Literally happened on Trade Me because I sent you guys the screen grab at some point.
And what was my response in Trade Me?
And your
because you did a lot of liberties on your tweet on Saturday for 40 likes.
I didn't say you were wrong. I just said I was right.
No, you said you were the only person on Afternoon Drive at Afternoon Drive to co-sign and want this trade.
And
I think
correct.
That was more of a shot at me than it was anything else.
No. Well, it was a shot at him, too.
Definitely a shot at me, too. Which is odd, because I'm not like an Okoro defender at all.
No, but you poo-pooed the idea. You said, I think
actually
we
don't
do
even
better.
Know that I did. I just don't love
I
the fact that he's very injured.
I remember it now that it's being talked about, that you poo-pooed
Do we have the audio of this, or did this happen in such a random thing 2 months ago that nobody remembers? Right around the time that Ethan Sands was peddling Lonzo Ball.
Or, you know what? Not,
by the way.
No, not, you
right
know
around
what?
Those times.
I don't even need validation.
Right,
I don't
around,
even
right
need
around those times.
We don't even need to verificate it, because you're verificated. Is that verify? That's the word.
Yeah.
We don't even need to verify that I was correct in this because you're playing such dirty pool that you're automatically excluding yourself.
Not dirty pool in the slightest
bit. Just because you didn't get to do I Was Right Radio to start the show. So we also have an update.
We had a LeBron topic here. I didn't know. I mean, we got to I Was Right pretty quick here.
Maybe if you just let me take my victory lap, we would have gone to. We would have just gone right to LeBron there.
I would have gladly done. In fact, I'd tell you. I was driving. We went to go play golf at Fowler's Mill this weekend. Me and my father-in-law, and instantaneously, when the trade was going on, and I'm listening to Spencer on the radio, and he's doing a great job, and instantaneously, I'm like, my father-in-law's like, well, who's like, where did this come from? And I was like, well, Nick has been clamoring. For Lonzo Ball for a little bit. Him and Ethan Sands.
If only we got that to
they've
start
been,
the show.
They've been clamoring it for a while. Well, if you didn't go and do the thing on Twitter the way that you did, maybe you'd have more comeuppance coming your way. But
no, I think you're giving me comeuppance. I just want credit.
But yes, you did think about Lonzo Ball. Now you throw a lot of names out there on a daily basis though. So like if we get Herb Jones, am I supposed to then also give you credit too?
I'm the Iverson of have you talked about Herb Jones? I think not. I'm the Iverson. I'm a high. I'm Lemon Pepper Lou.
I mean, if we bring up every player that comes on the trade market, eventually.
I got like three guys.
You're the Imani Bates of Trade Me.
Do we have to establish
Easy.
Guys? Is that what this is? Do we have to establish?
May he rest in Memphis.
Well, I mean, he wishes.
No! I meant he's just going to go home to Memphis. I didn't mean he's going to play there. No,
okay.
He's not good enough. God, do you want LeBron back even for just one season?
So I'm more fascinated in your answer than my own answer on this one, because you are the person that says routinely how you don't want to mortgage the farm. You don't want to give up anything for one season. You think it's actually a problem in today's NBA, but you also then have to go ahead and, reel with the fact that you love LeBron.
I know. And in one way or another, I'm going to be a hypocrite here.
I'm not shackled by that in the slightest bit. Now, obviously, I love LeBron, but I'm not shackled by the idea that for a month now you've been telling people that you don't want to basically give up a lot of pieces for a 1 or 2 year window. I tend to think this is how the NBA just is these days. People operate in these 1 or 2 year silos, and that's just the reality that becomes attached to it. And so if it means Garland, if it means Allen, and then means Strus, because that's a couple of the trades that I've seen out there, for 1 year of LeBron, yes, I'm interested.
So if the devil is in the detail on this one, like Eric Pincus had an insane four-team trade in which the Cavs not only got back LeBron, they got Walker Kessler from Utah, they got Shaquay Milton, as Anthony Alant would say.
That's a Lance guy, by the way.
And one other dude that I cannot remember who the hell it was because it just doesn't matter. And two firsts, but you gave up Jarrett, Darius, and DeAndre. That's a lot. I would seriously consider it, though, because the difference is I don't think Kevin Durant is going to lead you to a championship in this next year. I still think LeBron, especially with Donovan, or especially with Donovan and Evan, gives you, in a weakened East, gives you a really incredible chance to do this.
Because I don't see the difference there. I think Durant would have done it. If you throw Durant with Mobley and Donovan, if you throw Giannis with Mobley and Donovan, and if you throw LeBron with Mobley and Donovan, you are the instant favorite out of the East, and you get to have all the realizations that you want to out of this upcoming season.
So am I pot committed to the idea? No. I mean, I'm sure there are things, you could drop this in a couple of ways that I probably would be turned off to it. But just the idea of, because it's specifically for one season. And I heard Danny Cunningham of Locked On Cavs today on the station say, yeah, you know what? I think you need more than 1 year. I don't. Because next year is absolutely a year. Now, it would put you in a win or go home situation where if you do anything other than at least make the NBA Finals, there's no other way to look at this than a massive failure.
Right.
But if I'm just guaranteed 1 year, but there might be more ... down the road, yes. Year 23 with LeBron coming home, knowing you have to give up a lot, but it gives Donovan and Evan their best chance to win a championship since LeBron was here the last time, I don't know how you don't seriously consider it before we even get to any of the myriad and the minutia of the insane trade way you gotta get him here.
Okay, so you're letting your, it's the LeBron fandom associated to you in all of this then, because if you wouldn't do it for Durant and you wouldn't do it for Giannis, it's LeBron, and that's okay. That's all right. You have a relationship with LeBron.
Well, it's not just a relationship with LeBron. He's a proven NBA champion, you know, X amount of times over. And there is the storybook part of this where him winning his last title in Cleveland in season 23 to go off and retire would elevate the Cavs organization in a way that I don't know anything else could.
I mean, Durant does have his titles. Giannis has titles too, so I don't know if I buy that part.
Durant stepped into a championship team.
Yeah, but he still won twice. It's not like
he stepped into a championship team as opposed to going to Miami and
this isn't LeBron stepping into this team here and then LeBron being the one that puts everyone on his back and rides off into the sunset with this. I mean, this is what it would be, LeBron in a second or even third role for LeBron.
216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Kevin Durant's going to yell at you on Twitter for that.
K Murph saying I'm being kind of a D about allegedly being right. I think I was coerced into being a D. I think I was attacked, and I think I defended myself and my honor and my I was rightness. And I take nothing back. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We do have Matt Miller, ESPN draft analyst and insider, at 3. He's got some things to say about Ohio's own Drew Aller. We'll also get into the idea that he thinks the Browns are going to have the number one pick next year. We got that. We got the Peterlin Pass at 3:40. Dan Favalli, Bleacher Report, Hardwood Knox podcast. We'll talk all the many LeBron James rumors, but do you guys want LeBron back even for just one season? And it really is about what you're willing to give up. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.